This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
105.3 The Fan, Troy Hughes being joined right now by the WWE Women's Champion for Raw, that is. Her name is Nia Jax. Of course, I know her. You should know her as well because she is a lovely woman. And she will also be part of the WWE Backlash happening this Sunday on the WWE Network. How you doing, Nia?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for that great introduction.
Oh, thank you so much. You know what? I've been very blessed to talk to many, many superstars over the years because I'm a gigantic wrestling fan. But this is my first time to actually speak to you. And my first question for you is, why wrestling? I mean, seriously, you were like this baller in college and basketball. You're a beautiful model back in the day. And then suddenly you got into wrestling. What happened to you? Why did you get into our wild, crazy world?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? It's amazing. I love this wild, crazy world. It's, you know, it's a part of me. It's, I feel like it's something that like I was always destined to do, but you know, took a different path to get here, but it runs in the family. I feel like I just, it's a part of me.
And you said it's a part of you and also, you know, your family and the background that you have. But also, from what I've read about you, your turning point was really WrestleMania 28 with The Rock and John Cena, correct?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, what was it about that match that just changed your whole outlook on what you wanted to do?
Well, you know, it's different watching it on TV than being in person. If you've ever gone to an actual show, a live event, you have to, you know, the energy you get from the fans is just insane. And watching, like, it was mostly I was there in front row, but I was actually watching the fans around watching that match. And that's what really got me hooked, was just seeing the athleticism and the story that they were telling in there, and then seeing how all the fans are really invested is what got me. It was like, oh my gosh, like that's incredible. I want to be able to do this. I've always been, like you said, I was an athlete. I've always been an athlete. And like, that's something that you don't ever lose. And I even turned to my aunt and I was just like, I want to be able to do this. I think I can do this. And so it got me hooked from then on. It's that energy. It's like, you know, give me that. It's like a drug.
Yeah, it is. It is. Raw Women's Champion Nia Jax joining me on 105.3 The Fan. WWE Backlash is happening this Sunday on the WWE Network. You're talking about seeing a WWE event live in person. I attended WrestleMania New Orleans. It was my 10th WrestleMania to attend. As you can tell, gigantic fan. But what I always wanted to know is what happens before the actual match. When you're behind the curtain, before you go out there to face Alexa Bliss, what's going through your mind? And paint the picture for me. What does it look like backstage at the biggest event in wrestling?
Well, it's pretty much, it's a circus. You know, there's a lot that goes into the biggest show of the year. And there's a lot of people, there's a lot of moving parts. But to me, like when you're about to go out there and wrestle in front of all those people, it's kind of like a tunnel. You're just like kind of in a tunnel. Like you're trying to get focused. You're trying to go over how you're doing everything and how you're going to tell this story and make it, you know, make everybody invested and entertained. And you know, for me, I kind of just sat by myself for a little while and kind of got away from all the craziness and made sure that I really like really focus on what we were about to do out there.
Yeah, you're talking about telling the story, the psychology that goes into matches like that. A lot of people don't really understand how that really works, right?
Yeah, because, and I've said this numerous times, it's like wrestling is a language that everybody can understand. And so when we're going out there, you know, because in, like you've seen it, WWE, we're in like almost every country in the world and everybody understands it. You can't not know what's going on, because if you do it right and you tell that story, it is a general language. And so when we're trying to put that psychology together to make sure that like everybody's entertained and they are invested, it's something that you really like, you have to sit and focus and you have to kind of just take your time and really make sure that you do it right.
And Nia Jax joining me on 105.3 The Fan, Raw Women's Champion. She will be part of WWE Backlash this Sunday on the WWE Network. Now, Nia, I'm about to ask you two questions. I'm going to tell you right now. They're going to be the most difficult questions for you to answer in your entire life, okay? Number one, past or present, man or woman, what's your WWE dream match?
My WWE dream match. You said man or woman.
Man or woman, because let's be honest. You could take on anybody in the backstage roster.
I go back and forth because I'm obsessed with Bull Nakano. I would have loved to have wrestled Bull Nakano. She is such, she was the first true bad A woman that, when watching her, I still get chills, thinking, God, she's amazing. So definitely Bull Nakano.
Bull Nakano, very good answer. Okay, you passed the first one, so congratulations on that one. The second one, you mentioned already you played basketball in college. What college was it you played at?
Oh, I played at a junior college in Palomar.
Okay.
Because I actually, before I got a scholarship to Cal State Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And, Cal State San Luis Obispo, I don't know if you know, they're California schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, instead of taking the scholarship, I went and modeled. I took a modeling contract.
Yeah, I think you picked the right way to go there.
Yeah.
Here's my second question. This one's also difficult. Since you are a former college athlete in basketball, rank them. Kobe, LeBron, Michael.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I knew I would get you. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. No matter what, I don't care what anybody else says. It goes Michael Jordan, number one, hands down, forever. And then I got to go Kobe and LeBron.
Woo!
Yes.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Wow.
That's what it is.
I can't believe you put LeBron behind Kobe. That's shocking to me. Oh, man. WWE Backlash happening this Sunday. The Raw Women's Champion, Nia Jax, joining me on 105.3 The Fan. Let's talk about this Sunday. What are your plans for Sunday, and what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to shutting Alexa Bliss up. I know it's not, she's such a little brat, She's a little brat. She loves to run her mouth, and she's coming out with these PSAs and trying to turn things and make it seem like she's the bullied one and she's the victim. And I'm really excited to show everybody that, she really can't back it up in the ring. And I'm excited to shut her up. I'm really excited to see Carmella face Charlotte. That's going to be a really cool match. I'm excited. Who else am I? I'm excited to see Shinsuke and AJ Styles. That's going to be cool. Who else do we have? We have Roman and Samoa Joe.
That's right. You have Roman, Samoa Joe, Daniel Bryan going up against Big Cass, who's returning.
Big Cass.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm almost kind of jealous I'm not in this Samoa Joe and Roman Reigns match because I'm like, that's a lot of Samoans in there, and I feel like I'm being left out.
So we need a Samoan triple threat match at some point is what you're saying.
I'm like, what's going on here, guys? Hello?
I think we can do that. I think we absolutely can do that. Nia Jax, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on all this success. You're going to be around for a very, very long time. And good luck this Sunday on Backlash.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.